it is clear that literacy is indispensable to raise awareness and gather necessary grassroots participation in our efforts to improve the ways we care for our planet and manage its resources. So this transformation can only happen if society's most vulnerable youth and adults acquire basic literacy skills that equip them with the knowledge and confidence to improve their own lives and build more resilient communities. Literacy today we consider to be the foundation for lifelong learning.
With the adoption of the new Sustainable Development Goals occurring soon, do you think improving literacy in the population will explicitly improve any of the SDGs?
Yes, we have in Goal 4 in the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, we have a target on youth and adult literacy. And the target is there, as it now is recognized, and there are many research studies also to back this up, that literacy is an accelerator for sustainable development. And without focusing on having an illiterate population, it is very difficult to move ahead on the sustainable development agenda. It costs societies an enormous amount of money if not having a fully literate population.
Then, conversely, do you think there are any of the SDGs that will implicitly improve literacy rates?
Literacy is the foundation for lifelong learning, and lifelong learning is not related only to the sector of education. Literacy is also related to health, it's related to employment and labor market, and it is related as well and important for development of local communities. So both the economic development, social development, and environmental development is based on making the populations literate.
Can you explain how targeting illiteracy has changed in the digital age?
We have been introducing more and more information technology in our pedagogical approaches to literacy to get access for more people who are interested in ICT, but also to use literacy for people who live in remote areas with long geographical distances to environments where they are offered literacy, teaching, and learning. So with big success in a number of countries, both in Southwest Asia and in Sub-Saharan Africa, we can now see that ICT is being increasingly moved as a new approach to literacy.
It's been 3 years since the end of the UN Literacy Decade, where you targeted 35 countries with the highest rates of non-literate populations. What can you note was achieved during this time, and what reflections do you have about the UN Literacy Decade?
The UN Literacy Decade has been evaluated, and there were thousands of pilot projects, thousands of new networks that were established. But all in all, we also now have evaluated that the effect could have been bigger. Since the year 2000 to now 2015, the goal on literacy is one of the least successful of the Dakar goals. That is why now the time has come to move forward to a different approach to literacy. Business as usual will not go for the next period. We have to insist more on ICT. We have to establish multi-stakeholder partnerships so that we have big stakeholders to move together in the same direction. We have to increase and improve the literate environment. And we also have some new tools for doing it. It's extremely important to help and support rural areas in this respect. But more and more people are also moving to cities, towns, and villages. So new approaches in relation to supporting cities to become learning cities with strategies for inclusive, sustainable development through lifelong learning.